Good afternoon. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kim. How may I assist you today?
Hi there. I'm calling from a bank. I work in the operations department disputing fraud.
Okay.
We just had a customer come into the bank, and he was very confused and thought he was going to be ultimately getting an iPad, and somehow got signed up to a subscription with you, and he really did not want to do that.
Yes,
sir. So I was hoping that we could cancel the subscription and possibly get this elderly gentleman a refund for...
Let me see what I can do. Yes, let me see if he has an account with us and see how I can assist with this.
Great, I appreciate it.
You're very welcome, my pleasure. Hold on, waiting on this computer.
Okay.
Okay, can I have your zip code, please? Or his zip code, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no problem. Let me just make sure I have it. It's 02865.
02865, is that what you said?
That's right.
Thank you. And what is his first and last name, or her first and last name?
It is a he. It is Matthew. And the last name, I don't know how to say it, so I'll spell it.
Okay.
The last name is GauTreau.
Okay. And his first name is Matthew.
Yep. MATTHEW.
Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have his, can you verify his address for me so I can make sure I pulled up the correct account?
Yep. That will be here. That we have 196 Old River Road in Lincoln, Rhode Island.
Does he have another address? We can do it by his phone number or email. If you want to verify his phone number or email address for me, just so I can make sure I have the correct account, because I have a different address. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, we have a phone number of 401-696-1269.
What about his email address? I got a different number on file.
All right, we got mattpg1967@yahoo.com.
Yes, that's what I have.
Okay, some matching information.
Yeah, no, that's
wow.
What I'm happy about. Okay, so he called earlier today, about 3:18 p.m. Miss Kendra assisted. He called with the bank. Explained that there was no refund due to the terms and conditions and hung up. So, yeah, I can't override the terms and conditions. She's right about that. So I cannot issue you a refund.
So you guys just go ahead and let people think they're signing up for iPads doing these surveys and then the little fine print that they can't see. You know,
I understand where you're coming from. I'm going to explain to you what happened. Just give me 2 seconds of your time. This is information that I have. Customers receive an email with a link for a survey. In exchange for completing the survey, you're offered a chance to purchase an entry ticket for sweepstakes that offers various surprises, iPhone, Dyson, vacuum, iPad, etc. Customers could be charged anywhere from $2 to $6.95 to enter the sweepstakes. In the terms and conditions for a sweepstakes, it also tells them that they'll be enrolled in a monthly subscription for the meal plan. Once they sign up for the meal plan, they'll receive an email with a link for the app. So all it is just an app that focuses on how to use real food to boost your energy and cut sugar and carb cravings. And the meal plan is $49.85 a month. So it said it in the terms and conditions. So, you know, I can't override the terms and conditions.
Just because someone agrees to terms and conditions doesn't mean that the merchant doesn't have the free will to decide when and who to give refunds to.
Well, I know I don't. I know
you,
for a fact
you might not
I
be
know.
Able to, but you must have a supervisor then. So I'd like to speak with them at this point then, I guess.
Yes, sir. You know, I would, you know, again, love to assist with this. And again, I don't think anyone here can override terms and conditions.
Not even your supervisor?
Give me one moment. I'm going to transfer you to a supervisor. Just let me know. Hold on for one moment.
That would be great. I just I just got elderly abuse, and that's what your company does. If this were your grandfather, would you be okay with this, taking his money?
That's why I know it's a rhetorical question, but I just work for a third-party call center. Me, personally, I don't order products online. So it's like buyer beware.
And they think they can trust these things, and then the fine print scams them. And you work for a company, and I hope you must feel good working at this company and be okay with the fact that it scams people.
I mean, to me, it's like you have to read the terms and conditions. And for me, if you don't see...
Not great eyesight aren't going to see that. And that's
if you
not
don't
their
see
fault,
the terms and conditions, then, you know, it's to each his own, because I don't order products online. I really don't. I'm being honest with you. I do not.
It's fine. I'll talk to your supervisor.
Yes, give me one moment. One moment. One second. Okay. I must say thank you for calling customer support. I'm transferring you to a supervisor, and they'll be able to assist you with this.
Great.
And enjoy your day.
You as well.
Thank you. My goodness, hold on one second.
Complicated transfer process takes, what, 5-10 minutes now?